Welcome back to
the beautiful Twin Sisters Podcast.
Beautiful Twin Sisters.
Episode 4, let's absolutely do it.
Let's run it.
We got our first ever special guest, somebody that has been long awaited.
Yes.
Everybody is always waiting for his return to the internet.
The first person to grace our podcast with his mysterious vibes, Mr. Andrew Alexander, the man, the myth, the legend.
Thank you. Thank you. It is an honor to be on the beautiful Twin Sisters Podcast.
You think like the crowd is like dead ass applauding?
Hell yeah.
This is also our first nighttime podcast ever on pod. So that'll be kind of interesting vibes as well.
Yeah. But for our audio listeners, it is so raining outside, so dark. And Ashley and I are matching once again with pink long sleeve shirts. But Andrew is totally on the all black vibes.
Mm-hmm. I'm wearing a Nike Tech. For the third day in a row, I brought no clothes.
Yeah, he just flew in from California.
I need to go steal clothes from Kelly. I don't know.
Before we even get into the podcast, who are you, Andrew, and why are you here?
Oh, God. I am your biological younger brother.
Are we triplets?
No, he's younger. No,
I'm definitely
just younger.
Oh. Born in 2004.
Gen Z king? Yeah, just kidding. We're all Gen Z. But Andrew is the epitome of Gen Z, I think. Actually, maybe not. Never mind. Take that back.
He's the epitome.
He's the epitome.
So, if any of you guys know Andrew, you know he's a pretty mysterious guy. He only shows his face on the internet maybe once a year during an annual checkup. Although, he has been posting on YouTube like once a month. So, that's pretty freaking good. You can't ask for more than that.
That's real.
You probably could ask for more than that.
He's put in that work, though. He's at college right now. Doubling up with the YouTube and college life. He does it all.
Super easy balance of life, by the way.
Yeah, the easiest balance possible, probably. Mm. I'm just kidding.
We have to rock, paper, scissors to see who gets to sit on their good side, which this is the good side, is our left side where I'm facing this way to talk.
Okay.
So, ready?
Let's do this.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, we both did scissors.
Okay.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh,
I beat you.
Amber won, so we're going to switch sides so that Amber's on her good side.
I did
this
paper.
Is crazy.
Ashley did rock.
Oh,
don't,
God.
Don't step on him.
This
like
is crazy.
Do you guys remember the last podcast and how discombobulated that was? Not this time. We're fixing it. I have an outline for this podcast. It's written out on a sheet of paper. Don't get it twisted.
Do not get it twisted.
Do not get it twisted. I think, first of all, it's really just Andrew got to give us a general intro of who he is.
All right. I guess I'm doing a whole little background of myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I am Andrew Warren Alexander. It's not that funny.
It's not. I just think it's funny that, like,
nobody would expect that to be your middle name.
All right, let me
I'm
just keep
moving
forward.
I'm not laughing at the middle name. I'm laughing because I just think, like,
who introduces?
Once you give out your middle name, there goes all your information.
Well, like, I might as well just drop my, like, social security number, too, right?
Yeah, like, just
gonna say that.
It. Okay, so what is it?
I actually can't remember it.
That's, okay.
So if I ever go missing and they're like, who are you? I'm screwed, but that's fine. Let me continue.
Okay.
I am 19 years old. My birthday is April 29th, 2004. I was born and raised in upstate... Fuck. This is actually hard. Okay. I was born and raised in upstate New York. I have two older sisters. This is known. They are the beautiful twin sisters, and I'm on their podcast right now.
Yeah.
What
was your first ever memory of your entire life?
That's good.
That's
exiting the womb.
That's
exiting
good.
The womb?
Do you remember exiting the womb?
I don't remember anything. The only thing I remember is riding a Barbie bike down our driveway.
The only thing you remember?
The
yeah.
only thing?
That's like
it's
one of the first
telling.
Memories I have, and it's learning how to ride a bike. Let's go over some basic stuff. I went K through 12 at a public school with my friends, stayed the same. Shout out Carson Gallagher.
That's our neighbor that's like, is just Andrew's best friend. I feel like since you were like little tiny,
like
babies,
newborn babies,
like literally newborn babies, just like best friends. And like, they're literally always biking. And that is my most like solidified memory of Andrew growing up is you and Carson biking.
I loved riding bikes.
Yeah.
Played baseball for most of my life. Actually, was very competitive. I thought I was going to go to college for baseball. Then COVID hit, and I actually just got burnt out. And then I didn't really try, but I didn't want to let down my teammates. But then I ended up applying to Chapman, thinking I was going to play baseball there, and then committed before I was, like, even on the team. And I was talking to the coach, and he was like, "You're on the scout team." And I was like, "Bruh, I'm good."
Oh, like, and then you just said, "Nah."
So then I was like, "Nah," and that's where my baseball career ended.
Well, what positions did you play?
I played outfield. I played outfield and pitched a little. And then I got into BMX because I was really into biking.
Mm-hmm.
Got into BMX, went to my local skate park for a while, broke my nose when I was 15.
That's actually a crazy story. Do you want to talk about how you broke your nose? Like, you, like, broke your whole face?
I can talk about the stuff I remember, but I got knocked out from it. I don't actually know how I fell on my face.
Just, like, put us in the scene. Like, you're in our local skate park, hanging out with 35-year-olds, as usual. And what happens? You're on your bike.
Well, I'm just chilling. I was chilling. I was with my friend, and then apparently my friend wasn't paying attention. And then one of the kids is like, "Yo, your friend kind of, like, is up there." He's like, "What happened?" What? Yeah, I was, like, up on a different part of the skate park. There's, like, levels to our park.
So, okay.
Whatever. Stop interrupting. I just, like, slammed my face into the ground, but it wasn't, like, off of anything. It was just, like, if it was anything, it was, like, this little round bump thing.
Like a little hump in the ground.
Maybe
yeah.
I, like, sent off of it. I don't know.
Any memory of it.
I had to go, like, over the bar, right? But I just slammed the left side of my face and broke my nose, and my friend comes over, and he's, like, taking a video. He's, like, look at him, and I go, "What happened?" And he's like, "I don't know." And I'm just like, "Oh, man." And I get in the ambulance. I have no idea, like, what happened. I'm still, like, blacked out or whatever. And the, like, EMS guy's, like, talking to me. I'm like, "Can I have my phone?" And he's like, "Yeah." And he gives me my phone. I start taking selfies. Yeah. And I'm, like, so happy to have my phone and take selfies. And then as I take more selfies, the smile fades away. I'm like, "Oh."
Like, you looked at yourself?
Yeah, I told the EMS guy. I was like, "Oh, man, I really messed up." And he was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Oh, man."
The crazy thing is, though, I think what happened, like, what I would assume happened is that day, I know you played a double header for baseball.
Yeah.
And I feel like you were really tired, didn't eat that much, went to the skate park. I would assume that you just passed out because from your wounds, it looked like you went face forward off the front of your bike and, like, didn't even put out your arms to stop yourself.
Just face straight into the ground.
Yeah, but he was wearing a helmet, like, thank God. So I think that helped with a lot of your injuries. But another crazy layer to the story was, like, right before, Andrew was supposed to model for Aeropostale. Do you remember this?
Oh,
and then
yeah.
He got, like, a crazy bad face injury and then he couldn't anymore.
Yeah,
that would have been nuts. We had to be like, "Sorry, like, I literally got fucked up by, like, the concrete."
Could have been an Aeropostale model.
Yeah, you could have been a model.
I mean, I like the idea of modeling, but I don't like...
Aeropostale, his face is okay now.
Yeah.
Hit him up.
Maybe when I have longer hair. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Andrew is in his bald Drew phase right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who keeps taking away my hair privileges. It's honestly a struggle. There's, like, a 6-month cycle where it goes from bald to, like, long hair, then back to bald.
I really thought this time you weren't gonna make yourself bald. I thought you got a good haircut. Oh, he likes his haircut. He's not gonna make himself get bald. And then he did.
Turns out I actually lied to you and I did not like my haircut at all.
I liked it.
I thought it was ugly.
Why?
And so then I tried to fix it and then it got worse. I got 3 haircuts in a week.
These got progressively shorter?
It just,
like,
got
what?
Super short. And then I ended up with a buzz cut. A kid named Ethan Kim gave me a buzz cut and I thought it was hilarious. But, you know, happens. I might bleach it again, might not. I feel a little like a Marine with a buzz cut.
Maybe do a color this time.
I was thinking pink. I could be like Evan Mock.
Yeah. How about you do like neon green? No.
Yellow.
I feel like pink is the best. I don't
know. Pink is a good color, but like also like a light blue could be cool, but it just is like...
I think light blue would also be cool.
Got to do
light
with...
Light pink or light blue, like... I can't do purple, I can't see it. Silver. I could do silver, but then... Yeah.
And, like, cosplay being old.
I'm just kidding. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's hit a couple more childhood questions. How would a teacher describe you, like, in elementary school?
Oh, my God. I used to be a teacher's pet.
Really?
They, like, loved me or something. They thought I was, like... Apparently, I was super nice.
Apparently, I was, like, super nice, and they loved me. That's actually a fact, though. I feel like every time, like, we'd see your first grade teacher, they'd be like, oh, my God, Andrew.
Yeah.
I think Andrew was a little sweetie pie baby.
Yeah.
I thought I was, like, a decent student. I tried really hard for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did I. I feel like the parents, like, didn't even, like, make us try hard. I think they were just always brought us up saying, you guys are really smart. And then I would be like, I'm so smart, I'm going to do well, and I'm going to make my parents proud. And then I would, like, try so hard in school. Without them being, like, they never told me, like, you need to get, like, good grades or anything. I just feel like we just did.
Yeah.
They never told us to, like, you had to pass this class or anything.
No, they were just like, well, obviously, I don't know. They just never really talked about it that I remember.
Never did.
Know.
They always were just, like, very accepting. They're like, oh, you got all A's. And we're just like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like none of us ever brought home bad grades, so they never had to talk to us about it. But, yeah. Like, there was never any crazy pressure put on us in the first place, which is why I think we all flourish in our work lives now, in school, everything. Exactly. We're beasts.
And the parents were beasts for that.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Mom and Dad.
Do you have, like, a funny or, like, best memory from when you were little?
From when I was little?
Yeah.
I think he only remembers riding the bike.
I'm pretty like, sure he so just far was... we've only talked about bike memories, so I think he only, like, remembers when he's riding the bike.
Yeah, but he literally only remembers riding the Barbie bike, so...
Some of my favorite memories were, like, Nerf gun battles in our house. It would be, like, super tense.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like you're just a kid shooting, like, styrofoam bolts at each other, and you're acting like it's war.
It's war.
You guys used to do airsoft, though, battles, and that's scary.
That was, like, when I was 14.
Yeah.
Me and Carson both, like, spent all of our money on airsoft guns and run around our, like, neighborhood shooting each other. Nobody ever called the cops, though. On top of that, trampoline parks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Those were lit.
Trampoline parks were so fun back in the day.
I had a couple birthday parties there. That was actually the craziest thing.
Do you, like, what was your favorite birthday party you ever had?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I think my last birthday party was when I was, like, 12.
Really?
Yeah, I told Mom, like, after 12, I was like, nah, you don't have to do one. So I never had one after that. Did you know that?
What? We would have, like, family ones, but, like, not, like, like at a place, you know?
Yeah, I think my last birthday was at a trampoline park, and that was, like, the biggest one.
That's awesome. That was so much fun, and just doing backflips and stuff.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Dirt bikes, big part of my childhood, too.
Oh, yeah. That is kind of a random thing about our families, that our dad loves to ride dirt bikes, so we all grew up also riding dirt bikes, which is a little bit unexpected, I feel, but
we are so country.
We are literally so rural for that.
But Andrew has his motorcycle license, right?
I do have my motorcycle
license.
Yeah, because
if you have a dirt bike and you're crossing, like, roads and stuff, it's technically illegal.
Yeah, I need a license for that.
Andrew is on his side quests, getting motorcycle license, taking pilot's lessons. Both of you guys took pilot's lessons without me while I was at college, and I could not believe
I feel like
it.
You also wouldn't want to take pilot's lessons.
I absolutely would not want to, but I can't believe that you guys did that.
I was on my route to become a pilot and fulfill our dad's greatest dream, to have a child that is a pilot.
Is that his greatest dream?
No, I'm just joking. But I think he thought it would be lit. I mean, obviously, if he has his pilot's license, he wants to be able to maybe fly with one of us or impart the knowledge and, like, share the wisdom. Yeah.
I still want to get my pilot's license.
But you are colorblind, so isn't that...
It limits, like, when I can fly, but I still can get it.
Oh, like, but you can't fly at night or something?
Yeah. Nighttime. Nighttime is an issue. I don't even know why I can't fly at night. I just can't see colors. I also, I'm pretty sure it costs a lot of money to get your pilot's license with lessons.
Lessons are, like, just really expensive.
It's like a little investment. And for a kid like me, it might just need to wait.
Yeah, and you have to stay on top of it. Like, you have to constantly.
It's, like, worse than, like, college.
Yeah, it's worse than college.
It's like worse than college. You can't just chill at home. You have to like go to the airport and like fly. It's too much work.
You actually have to know, obviously, as you should, but you have to study and like really know your stuff to get your pilot's license.
Yeah, you can't. Oh, this is a bad pun, but you can't like wing it like at all.
Literally can't wing it.
Yeah.
Andrew, it's because when you're also the main reason why if you're colorblind it's dangerous to fly is if it's nighttime and you're landing on the runway, sometimes like the landing strip will have lights that are red or green. And if you can't tell the difference between that, you're going to like kill everyone. So it's a little sketchy.
As long as they give me clearance, I'm fine. This matcha got me farting.
Are you serious?
I'm holding it in, though.
Masha doesn't make you fart.
Yes, dude, fart into the mic.
Okay. It's definitely the soy milk. It's because Andrew's soy milk made with beans, soybeans. I'm sorry.
Well, imagine people listening to this podcast, like, on their drive to work.
And they just get, like, a fart blast over there. That's crazy. I'm sorry. If you're driving, like, don't get into an accident. I'm sorry. No. I have a question for you, Andrew.
I can't believe you did that.
So what is it that you have against social media?
Oh, I'm really hard on myself, I think. I don't actually know why I don't post.
Like, do you not post because you don't feel like it's necessary to post and you're like, eh? Or you just feel like you don't like what you post or...
I've been thinking about this a lot. Actually, really? If you notice, I archive a lot of my posts because I think I hate, like... looking at old stuff.
You get, like, cringed out.
I also get, like, cringed out on every time I post. So, like, when I will have, like, drafts of, like, so many Instagram posts. And
really?
I just refuse to post it. Bro, I'll just be sitting, like...
post that ish.
I will be sitting, like, at my desk, like, oh, I should post this. And then I'm just like, nah, this is cringe.
I was telling our friend Michaela the other day, because we're talking about Christmas presents for our parents, and I was like, Andrew always gives our dad shoes. And it's always hilarious because dad is really a work boot guy, but he'll have the funniest shoes in work boot colors, like Air Force Ones in tan suede or Yeezys. And it's so funny because from far away, it looks like a work boot. You get up close. What is dad wearing? Yeezys. And it's so funny.
Dad loves my shoes for some reason.
Mm-hmm, because they're comfy and they're nice.
Apparently they're comfy.
Well, I think also I've witnessed you, like, multiple years in a row get shoes, quote-unquote, for dad, but it's literally just shoes that you're going to, like, buy for yourself and wrap for him, and then he'll never wear them, and you're like, oh, I guess I'll take them back, even though they were originally for you anyways.
That was only the one.
It was the red, white, and black pair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, those were Jordan 4s, and then I actually just gave him a different pair of Jordan 4s.
Dang. But I also know dad's told me, because... there was one time, like, where I realized that dad's classic workout shoes were Yeezys, and I was like, what the hell is dad doing wearing Yeezys? And I asked him, like, what?
It's kind of a casual sleigh, though.
No, literally. And he told me, because I was like, wait, dad, those shoes are, like, so good. Like, what?
They're so popular.
How'd you get them? And he was like, oh, you have no idea. Every time I go to the gym, someone comes up to me and says, nice shoes.
Like, no way.
And they're like, how are you wearing those at the gym right now? Like, damn. And it's so funny.
It makes dad look like a sneakerhead.
He looks like way too cool at the gym. And there's like young kids coming up being like, oh my God. Like,
nah, dad kind of has like killer shoe game. He always wears the nice New Balances too. Yeah. I have like a matching pair, like New Balance 993s. Mm-hmm. And he's just rocking them. He's been rocking those for years. So
Drip too hard.
I always get dad's shoe game right. Now he has, like, four different pairs of Jordans, because when I left for college, I was like, nah, just take them and wear them. He's like, okay. So now so I think funny. He mows the lawn in Jordan 12s or something. Literally, like, insane stuff.
It's so funny. I saw him the last time I went to the gym. He was wearing a Supreme Air Force Ones collab that
he
got him.
No, he wasn't.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
Those are the wheat
the
ones.
The tan ones.
Yeah.
Oh, those are Supreme collabs?
Yeah.
Bro, why are you putting dad in these shoes?
It's so funny.
He, like, literally doesn't even know.
he doesn't even know,
and you're, like, setting him up for people to be like, yo, he got the fucking drip.
Yeah, and
like,
dad
is not even asking for this.
It's so funny.
Well, part of the issue was when I was, like, 17, my foot grew half a size. I was a 10 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm 11.
And dad's a 10 and a half.
And dad's a 10 and a half.
So he gets all of Andrew's old
shoes.
So
he got all the shoes I, like, couldn't really sell for profit. I'd just lose money, so I just gave them to him. And he's like, I love it.
Andrew was on that shoe reselling grind for a little minute.
Dude, I was always ahead of the shoe game. Like, I had Wales Bonner Sambas. I almost gave them to Kelly Wakasa. Nice.
And then you kept them?
I was like, I'm just going to keep them because, like, I like them, but I thought they were going to resell. I texted you that, and you texted me back, like, you're an idiot. Stop spending money.
I did not say that. Yes, I would never call you an idiot, though. No,
but you said, like, stop wasting your money.
And now you don't need to buy shoes all the time.
Now they go for, like, $600.
Bro, you're such a classic sneakerhead, bro.
But now I get to, like, I don't know.
He spent his last dime on a sneaker.
I almost...
Andrew be like, I only have $200 in my bank account. I'm going to pay $199 for this shoe. Like, literally.
I almost did that the other day on Foamposites. They came out with all black ones. I was like, ooh.
I don't know how you guys, at least Ashley and Andrew, have each other to bond about fashion clothes. Stuff. Because I literally don't know what any of these words mean.
Do you ever care to get more into fashion or
no,
not really?
I care to wear good outfits, but I don't care enough to like keep up with trends, so
it's too much.
It is, and Ashley does the work for me. She buys the clothes. I steal them out of her closet.
I don't even do the work though. Except I buy things I like, but it still is like not that fashionable.
I will be honest. Your closet is lacking right now. Gotta get to work on that. Gotta get to work, sister.
Stop. No, it actually is though.
Because you're hurting my outfits.
Do you know the biggest wake up for me?
What
is living with the beautiful Issa Sung? I was like, no fucking way. Like literally, like we're always going out together. I'm like, Issa's outfits are just so much better than mine. Also. Is that her job? Pretty much, yes. Like, and also she's just like an aesthetic girly in general. But literally, I'm like living with her and Allison, especially like once Allison moved in too, and then they're both like, I'm like, oh my god, I'm outnumbered, and they're wearing so much cuter outfits than me.
Yeah,
I'm like, no, because they're just like so on top of it. Both their outfits are always so good.
And but then I gave you the honor of living with me so that you can always have the better outfit because God knows I will not put together a better outfit than Ashley.
Bro, but I'm just like still lacking, I swear. Like they're always like ahead of the trends. Like I feel like Issa got Sambas a full year before they're popular. Wow. Or maybe like 8 months before they're popular. I was like, wow, she literally is with it.
Yeah, like, but what if you're like, what if you're like 5 years ahead of the trends?
Then that's what you think you are right now.
Sometimes I do.
You think, like, maybe wearing a full head-to-toe Nike Tech outfit is going to be popular in 5 years?
No, this was, like, ran through, like, so long ago. I just really wanted a Nike Tech outfit. Mm. I did not wear this as a stylish outfit.
Okay.
Okay, then I have my prediction for a trend that will come back.
Yes.
If trends recycle every, like, 10, 20 years.
That was a 20-year cycle.
I think it's 20 years.
Because, well, 90s right now? Yeah. 2010s, 2000s
Y2K? Right now.
Okay.
Yeah, Y2K. Silly bands are going to be right around the corner. That's my only thing that I will predict.
And Tumblr outfits.
True! Like the all black, like goth.
Like daisy crochet tank tops.
Wait. This black and white stripes.
Checkerboard shoes.
Do you know this, Andrew?
No, I don't know what you're referencing.
It's like people wear like black fedoras, crop tops, little skirts, black and white striped shirts.
Actually, that would be the worst.
That would be the worst.
Do you know I only wear black outfits at school?
Wow.
Emo Drew.
Yeah.
Apparently I'm emo. I don't know
what's going on. That's so goth. You know mom did that in college too? Mom said she only wore black in college.
Yeah, mom is literally a goth girl. She told us because she was very much like an 80s girl.
Mom
she
also loves... was really stylish, I feel like.
Yeah.
She wanted to go to art school. I think she got into Parsons, but then she was like, nah, gotta go be a doctor, I guess.
Her parents like made her become a doctor.
Yeah. But...
But mom also is a Depeche Mode and Smiths girly.
Yes.
She loves to be so emo. And she raised us and it was awesome.
And we also love Depeche Mode.
Name one Depeche Mode song.
Precious.
Okay.
I don't even know if that's a song.
It is.
You could be lying and I'd just be like, okay, yeah.
All right.
What? I love Depeche Mode.
Name another one then.
Ligma.
Okay, that is a good one.
Yeah. Tugma.
Ew. I have a question for Andrew.
Yep.
What, like, moment in your life or what year of your life do you think was the most pivotal for you? Mm. Where did you switch from being, like, a child into a fully brain-functioning, thinking man? When did
He's not there yet.
I'm probably not there maybe, yet, but...
Maybe a couple years
I
from now.
I would say 1 year was super specific, but I would say currently from 18 years old to almost 20 years old.
Mm.
Has been the biggest change. Obviously, going to college was the most growing up. Definitely weird meeting people from different, like, upbringings and just accepting them. And also arguing with them so much about nothing where you're like, please, I'm not even trying to argue. and then you're just you're clashing so much in your dorm room.
Wait, like what? Is it like when people won't clean up after themselves?
Yeah, I'll be like, please clean up, or like, you can't leave your clothes on my bed.
That's
you
know, crazy.
Like, what are you doing? Or yeah. like, you can't slam drawers at 6 a.m. because you have class.
That's nuts.
So, like, that was really annoying.
That's just Chapman.
Roommates is actually, like, a huge learning experience. I think yeah. for all of us, having roommates, like, reroutes your whole brain.
It was actually insane because I didn't have my own room.
Same. I have to go pee.
Okay.
Let me continue.
Yeah, Andrew and I both went through the Chapman dorming experience. Andrew had, we both actually had pretty effed up freshman years.
Yeah.
Yours was actually like a horror story, like legitimate, like horrific story. Mine was just like kind of awkward where nobody spoke. Like if you entered the room, it was dead silent. You could only really wear headphones. Like no sounds were allowed to be made. Not even because anyone was weird about sound. It was just like an unspoken rule where we were like, we don't talk to each other. We don't make noise. And it was so weird. But
yours was definitely awkward for its own reasons. Yeah. Ours was awkward because I'd be like, dude, you need to stop slamming drawers at 6 a.m. And they'd be like, dude, that's just how I close my drawers.
Yeah, your dorm had like loud beef where you guys would like literally argue with each other. Mine was like, we did not even look each other in the eye. Like the whole year is crazy. Silent
so
beef.
After my freshman year, I didn't play baseball, so I had the summer all to myself, and I traveled to Japan, and that was literally the best experience of my life.
Yes. Actually?
Yeah, I loved Japan.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Let's go back.
Did it, like, yeah. open up a whole new world for you, because you realized there's the world is real, not yeah. just the United States?
Yeah, it was actually so much fun, and I got to, like, spend my whole summer with my friends. Mm. Obviously,
do
I
do you remember
like
when we spent a month together only, just me
yeah,
and you?
Yeah, that was actually hell, Amber. Thank you, Amber.
Yeah, thanks, Amber.
Trying it's to graduate. Fun.
Explain that.
Oh, me and Ashley were stuck in Irvine, or was it Irvine?
It was a mixture of Orange County and Irvine, California.
It was like basically Orange same. County. Amber was graduating and needed help moving out, so I stayed after to help her move. Ashley flew out to help her move, and then Amber told us, no, I got it. And then me and Ashley were just chilling in like an Airbnb for almost 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
Before
like
we left
just
for Japan.
The two of us.
And me and Ashley were like, I want to go home.
We were spending way too much time together. Like, I mean, we'd like go out to lunch and just like look at each other and be like, wow, we're just out here like this. Like, we had nothing to do. It was crazy.
It was such a blur. We didn't even like go to the beach or try to do anything fun.
We did Orange Theory a little bit, but when we were there, it was so gloomy.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
the gloomiest yeah. month ever. We didn't see the sun the whole time, and that also messed with us mentally, I feel like.
Because I said, like, why didn't we go to the beach, you know?
And it was because
it was yeah. gloomy. Yeah. I was like, why didn't we go out? Oh, that was terrible. Mm-hmm. Honestly, worst time.
it was a good bonding moment, though, for us, right?
Yeah. And then I got my hair, like, bleached over the summer. That was cool for me to do.
In Japan, that was epic. Yeah.
That was one of your best hairstyles, I think, ever, was the blonde.
Yeah, I love the blonde.
I liked going blonde. I might do it again.
Mm. I wonder if an American hair salon could do it as well. I wonder, because, like, those Japanese hair salons killed that.
They did, actually.
Yeah.
Got to go back to Japan.
Just for the hair.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm back at school, I have my own house. I have to, like, clean up everything and, like, make sure everything's tidy and buy all the supplies for the house. And it's also really weird living with roommates that don't want to, like, buy cleaning supplies for the house. They just, like, rely on me to,
they're
like,
gonna watch this podcast.
No
they
not.
Don't.
Really?
I literally, I buy, oh, maybe. Okay, I'm not, like, calling anyone out, but, like, I will buy, like,
Trash bags
and paper towels and, like, dish soap occasionally.
Just Venmo request them.
And I'm just like, hey, like, can someone else buy this? Like, I can't just keep buying it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually coming out of, like, I don't know if it's actually my own money, but it's usually from my debit card, which I don't know if, like, mom will throw in some cash occasionally. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I, like, I monitor my debit card so I know who's putting money in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it was my money the entire time. So I'm just like, hey, stop wasting paper towels. Or like, we would go through like 3 rolls of paper towels in a week. And I was like, that's actually insane.
Yeah. You are living with a lot of people though.
Yeah. But they also just like are so what's the word? They just don't care for the world. They just like waste products.
Yeah. Wasteful.
Yeah, they're very wasteful is a good way.
That's so Chapman. Chapman is crazy because you think like you know how most people in the world work and then you live with people who literally come from like the most fucked up richest ever billionaire families that like own the main companies of the world. Whoa. And they're like, what the hell? And then of course they're so wasteful with the paper towels, but are also so stingy where they're like, I'm not buying that, or like Venmo me for like 50 cents right now because I just paid for like a little bottle of something for the house.
It's actually always the rich people that request you like an extra dollar on Venmo.
It's nuts. And I'm like, the Chapman experience is crazy for that reason where you're like, oh my God, no way you're Venmo requesting me for like less than a dollar right now. No way, no way, no way, no way.
Oh.
Interesting.
A big change in my life. I joined a fraternity.
Yep.
That was a big change.
What made you make that decision?
Well, at Chapman, it's kind of a small school. You can't go to parties unless you're in a frat.
Actually?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
And on top of that, all my friends were in one frat, and I was like, oh, this is going to be so much fun. And I didn't really have too many friends. I just had, like, my roommates from freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I pledged last semester.
Can you explain the pledging process for someone that doesn't understand? Because I also was in a sorority, which is crazy. Wow.
I can give you a broad, like
give a broad overview just so that overview? Someone that's never been through like the rush process like can me. Understand.
I don't know.
Amber has no idea.
Okay. So for Greek life at most schools, there is a rush process that involves you going out and talking to active members. And then those active members, if they like you, will give you a bid. And that bid you accept. And then now you're in the pledge process, which I guess is part of rushing. I'm not sure.
That might be slightly different to sororities where I feel like the pledge process actually depends on the school. If you're in the South, might be crazy. When I was in college, there wasn't even a pledge process. You just got the bid and then you're just in the sorority.
Yeah.
But if you're in a fraternity, like, I don't know.
I think most sororities, you just accept the bid and you're in.
Yeah, right? That's what I thought. But in fraternities, you have to pledge.
Yeah, so fraternities, like, I don't know. You probably heard stories, but I'm not going to talk about it. PTSD. Just kidding. Like, everybody says it's bad, but...
They're just kind of testing you to...
Yeah, they just mess with you. It's actually... It's just like you're, like, someone's little, like, servant for, like, a month.
Yeah.
But it's not like they're making you spend, like, all your money on them, you know? It's like, hey, could you, like...
It's annoying... Like, it's just menial like, tasks.
Yeah, it's like, can you go pick up eggs for me? You're like, do I have to? And they're like, yeah. You're like, okay. You know, or like, pick up this, or like, clean this.
Or send a selfie of you right now. You need to be wearing some specific hat or something. Like, always something weird.
Yeah, they like to make you do odd tasks. But it's like, it's just fun.
And you think it helped you make more friends, have a broader friend group?
Yeah, now you just have, like, such a great group of friends.
Yay.
Yeah, but I'm not really into Greek life. I just wanted, like, a friend group because I was lonely and bored.
I feel that. That's kind of the similar thing at my college. I always thought I will never do sorority. I'm not like that. But at RPI, where I went to college, it was so primarily men, like 80, 75% men. And I didn't have that many classes really with other girls or a way to interact with other girls. So I was like, I'm going to rush in a sorority. One of my friends from my classes was like, oh, you should just rush. Come through like the rush process with me. And so I rushed and that's how I made some of my good college friends. Period. That I still have to this day.
That's probably why I don't have college friends.
You do have
college
friends.
I'm just kidding. I actually have legitness friends and it's epic. But I feel like at Chapman, like we... At Chapman and RPI, those schools are so small where it's like you literally can't meet people unless you rush a frat or a sorority.
Or I do like. Clubs. Clubs also, I think, helped me by far the most. Like volleyball, I did things like that.
So I feel like, you wouldn't really expect any of us to rush a frat or something. Maybe Andrew.
I'm not like a frat boy, guy, Drew. But
I'm like totally not a frat guy.
I'm not. But there were a lot of people that had like. Similar drive, I guess. Like, a lot of creative people are in my fraternity, and I was just,
it kind of has more business vibes.
Yeah. It's not, like, who can dance and sing in my frat. It's, like, they're all doing, Like, wait, not, what? They're not, like, dance, like, not that creative. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I don't even know where that's going.
They're just smart, like-minded people.
Yeah, they're, like, business people. A lot of them...
Or creatives, actually, in a, like, certain way.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurs.
Photographers.
Photographers.
There are a bunch of photographers. And, like... DJ guys, even though that's
DJ
common.
Khaled. Okay, but Andrew's going to be a DJ. Right,
I want to learn how to DJ. It's so, like, funny. I don't know. It's stupid to say, but it's, like, something I just want to learn. I feel like it's fun.
It's not stupid. If that's something that you want to learn, I think it's epic.
It's just another creative outlet.
Yeah. Is that your dream job, would you say?
Being a DJ?
Yeah.
No.
Do you know DJ Mandy? Sorry.
Yeah, of course I know
DJ Mandy. I love DJ Mandy.
If being a DJ is not your dream job, would you say your dream job is something in the realm of manual labor?
Oh, God. So, I've been thinking about this. Mm-hmm. I love manual labor.
Really? Yeah,
like, I just, like, I don't mind literally, like, being put to work for hours. I can't use my brain.
Like, a non-screen job is lit.
Yeah, I can't do screens. Like, I struggle to edit for more than, like, a couple hours. Even though that's, like, a while, like, it hurts me so bad to just sit there and, like, type away.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would love a manual labor job. Honestly, I want to pursue YouTube. I'm just getting back into it. I didn't post for the past semester because obviously I was busy.
Yeah.
But this winter, whenever this comes out, I plan on posting more. I don't know if it's going to be creative-based videos or just like vlogs.
People love to see a vlog.
I feel like I live a decently interesting life. A big thing I've been thinking about was my grades in school. I was like, why do I try so hard in school when I could literally just try way more on YouTube? And I was like, should I just throw away my college grades and just get like B's and like A minuses and like just chill with like a 3.5, or should I like shoot for a 4.0 and like what? Like,
I think
which
it's good to
better?
Do a mix. When I was in college, I never thought, oh, I'm going to take away from school to do YouTube. I always thought the energy and the effort that I put into school also
should be equal.
I put like it equally into YouTube in a sense where the energy kind of fed off of each other. I actually think even compared to now, I think I was way more motivated during school when I had other things to focus on and YouTube was like more of a passion project. And I just was like constantly, you know, grinding like that.
Work hard, play hard.
Yeah, work hard and play hard.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm just like, do I really need to study for like 5 hours today, or should I just, okay, that's obviously exaggeration as a business major, but like, do I really need to study for that long, or should I just go do something I actually enjoy? Because I do not plan on using my business degree.
Because you just want to do YouTube, you think, eventually?
Yeah, but I need to get, like, the thing is, if I say I want to do YouTube, but I don't post, it doesn't make any sense. It's like,
yeah, that's why I think it makes sense to continue to just grind it out alongside school until it's like to the point, you know,
where I'm just doing it by myself.
Yeah.
Also, I think there will be a point, obviously, when you graduate where YouTube will be your full-time job. So that's when you give up on school, is when you're done.
I think. But also just my point of view on this is if you're doing YouTube at the same time as doing college, don't ignore it through college and then think after college I'm going to be able to do YouTube, because you want to make sure that first of all it's something that you like, something that you know how to do already, and that you're not just suddenly
a YouTuber
and like you're like, well, it's going to be my job, and you don't even like know what's going on. I think if you have the ability to do YouTube side by side, to like keep trying to do it during college.
Yeah,
I don't really know why.
Develop your skills through college so that after college you can go ham.
Yeah, or just, like, so you know if you even want to do YouTube like that. Because if you realize you don't want to do YouTube like that, then you might be like, actually, I'm going to focus more on business and go a different route post-grad.
Or become a DJ.
I
just know damn well I do not want to do anything stuck in an office. And probably something creative, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like you should
more creative.
Do YouTube, but also do DJing. Design clothing.
So something be Cody Ko.
Yeah, be Cody Ko. Become Noel Miller.
He is Noel Miller, pretty much.
I thought I could design clothes, but I have, like, no idea on how to, like, draw.
That's true.
It is a different skill set to design clothes.
I can tell you what's good or bad, but I cannot design something. I feel like I could be a stylist, but not a designer.
Yeah.
This is just something that I wonder because we're talking about college and just dealing with people in college, do you ever feel like people treat you differently in college because you do YouTube?
Actually, a lot of the people I met had no idea who I was.
Nice.
And I never gave them my socials. So a lot of people don't actually know. Don't think I get treated different.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I talk to someone and they like see my follow request or blah, 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 like they're like, oh my God, do you do YouTube? They're always like, that is awesome. Yeah. I'm so happy. Like, you're doing your thing you like to do. Like, you're on your own, like, little track or whatever.
Yeah.
They never treat me like a YouTube star.
Oh, that's good.
Thankfully.
That's very good. I feel like dudes are, like,
yeah,
pretty just chill.
Yeah.
With that. Especially your frat guys. I feel like they, from the vibe I get from them is that they literally don't care.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't care. They're just like, that's awesome. I'm proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, thank you. Anywho, what's the next question?
Do you ever miss home? And if so, what do you miss the most?
Oh, well, right now I do love Orange County for the weather.
Hell yeah.
But I honestly miss New York for the food and the culture.
Even upstate.
Yeah.
Even upstate New York.
Even
upstate. For the food and the culture in upstate New York.
All right, settle down. I like my Bellini's counter.
I like my Stewart's.
Yeah, I like my Stewart's.
That's funny.
I mean, the culture upstate is something. I don't know. I mean, down, like, in the city, it's way better. But I like New York better. I like culture better. But the weather sucks in New York, and that's why I'm happy to be out in California. However, after college, I plan on moving back to New York. Or I might end up in L.A., but that will probably won't happen.
I think it's not worth living in L.A.
I don't.
What about San Diego?
Oh, no. San Diego's chill.
What?
Wait.
Wait, why not
San Diego? San Diego?
San Diego is, like, where people go to, like, retire.
Okay, maybe I'm there to prosper.
Maybe he might be retiring.
I know kids from San Diego, but that's because they go to my school.
Charlie D'Amelio is from San Diego.
Renegade.
I know she's from Connecticut, but...
Wait, she's from Connecticut?
Addison Rae, Charlie D'Amelio, Noah Beck, they're all from San Diego.
Kim Kardashian, Elon Musk.
Was born in San Diego.
Steve Jobs, the highest achievers were actually
from... Bill Gates.
From.
Are you just naming random people now?
Yeah. LeBron James.
Steph Curry.
LeBron James.
They're all from San Diego. It's kind of like the breeding ground for success.
Yeah. Our dad is from San Diego.
Yeah. Imagine if dad was from San Diego.
Where's this going? Crap. So you need to go to San Diego if you want to breed successful people. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, that's actually the opposite of what I was saying.
We're joking because none of those people were born there. Do you get it now?
All right.
Do you ever wish you had a brother?
Yeah. I think about it occasionally.
Oof. Older or younger?
That is a great question. I think I would hate a younger brother.
Yeah, really? You seem like you should be the younger brother always.
Like you need to get beat up by someone, you
yeah,
feel
like? Yeah, I think I just needed to get beat up more. But
I can do that.
Like if I had a younger brother, I'd actually hate him. Not
Why?
Like, because I feel like I'd just be annoyed at him.
Andrew is the youngest sibling.
Yeah, I just have to stay the youngest.
I think because you've never had a younger sibling, you just can't even imagine that.
Yeah, and I'd be just, like Amber did to me, I'd just beat the shit out of them.
I did not do that.
She did.
Maybe once.
Most abusive sibling.
No! Amber, Andrew, I remember me and Andrew got in some fist fights.
I threw a bat at her.
Yeah, Andrew threw a metal baseball bat at my back. But I feel like it's just kind of his sibling shenanigans.
It's just love.
It's just pure love. I actually know a lot of siblings that I talk to some of my friends, and they're like, no, me and my siblings never fought. But they're not close with their siblings. Look at us. Had to have literal wrestling matches to be where we are now. Think about it. I remember one time I punched Andrew in the face.
Grateful.
No, I remember because I think Amber was holding us apart or something.
Huh?
And you, like, moved your hand down, so I thought I was going to, like, punch where you were, like, holding Andrew, like...
What?
Holding him back, and I punched, and you moved your hand, and then I actually punched him in the face.
Well, why would you try and punch my hand?
I definitely probably just meant to punch him in the face, but I was like, most likely I'm not gonna make contact, but then I did, and I was like, ooh.
Didn't expect it to actually hit him.
Yeah.
I didn't have an easy upbringing.
Bro, you actually, okay, not, this is kind of weird,
That's
but in the same way where we fought a lot, I also remember being like, 7 years old and you must have been like 4 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted to play fireman all the time, and I hated it. I remember being like 7 and being like, this fucking shit again. I gotta play fireman. And I would play with you for so goddamn long. And I remember being like, I'm such a good sister right now. I literally hate this, but I am doing it for my brother.
Aww.
And it was the same game every single time where we had this like playhouse and we had like these little penguin toys. And it was just like on loop for hours where it was like, oh my God, another fire. Gotta go put it out. And then we put it out and then you're like, oh my God, another fire. And I was like, bro, when would this kid change the story? I am done with the fires. I've never said that, but that's like one of my core memories was being like, God damn, really? Like I put this fucking fire again.
I don't remember it.
I know, and it meant nothing to you, and I spent hours doing it.
Amber, like, played fireman for 5 hours on loop.
Yeah, and it was like, oh my God, a nightmare. The story never changed.
Good sister things. I also feel like growing up, we were still all close throughout our full life, though.
Yeah.
But if we would fight, we would not be afraid to just fight.
Who was the most, like, starting the fights?
Growing up, was I the instigator?
Probably me or Andrew.
I think it was you guys. You guys are always the drama queens.
It's like we're like punching over Amber. Yeah. Like that's the vibe.
But then when I got mad, then I would.
And it would be terrifying. Like Amber would get mad and it's like, oh no. Holy shit.
Yeah. I was like, bro, I literally.
You would just sit there and like, it would build, I feel like.
The silent rage. Yeah.
It would be crazy.
Should rip your hair out.
I was pretty crazy with fighting.
She was a hair puller.
Well, you guys would do, like, every single day fighting. And what? Then no, once a month.
Every single day?
Okay, maybe, like, once a week fighting.
Okay.
And then me, once every 6 months, I'd be like, and then I, like, oh, now I attack.
Then you'd attack.
Yeah. And then everybody'd be like, oh. Yeah. I remember mom would be like, you don't want to get Amber mad. She never gets mad, but when she does,
it's not a good
time.
Mm-mm. Do you remember the parents ever being like, stop fighting and resolving it for us, or would we always just self-resolve? They must have been like, guys, stop. But I don't, for some reason, remember them saying
that. I feel like they say,
much.
Like, go to your room.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they probably take sides depending on the situation, for sure.
Do you guys have a memory of the time where you like cried for so long? Because I remember.
Probably, yeah.
I wanted a dog so bad.
That you just cried about it?
I remember I, like, scream cried for, like, so long. And that's
until you're, like, literally have no more throat or, like, anything left.
Because also, it's, like, I was not that dramatic of a kid, but I just decided, like, I want this dog so bad.
No.
And I cried for so long, and now we have Bubby, and you have me to thank for it.
Yep.
Wait, actually.
I remember when Dad got me a cat. Remember when we got Emily, our first cat, a long time ago? Because I really wanted a cat. That was very nice of Dad to go get me.
And her name was Starbucks when we got her originally.
Wait, that was the name she came
with? Oh, no, never mind.
Her name was Emily, and I wanted to name her Starbucks. Thank God.
Thank God it did not work.
Boycott Starbucks. Thank God I didn't name her Starbucks. But
would have been a weird-ass name to say. Starbucks, come here.
Starby. Come here, Starbies.
Yeah. So we just kept Emily, and she was iconic.
Yeah, Emily was iconic. She's a tabby cat.
Ugh, gorge.
Got hit by a car. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Emily. That was so horrible.
That was actually horrific. And when mom broke us the news of Emily dying, I remember coming home. She's looking out the window like this.
Hand up on the glass.
Like literally like a widow. Like she lost her husband. And I'm like, I'm literally thinking, oh no, she's going to break the worst news of my life. I'm thinking.
Like grandpa.
I'm thinking like literally dad died or like grandpa or like someone in our family. I'm thinking, wow, the worst of the worst has happened. What's wrong? So when she told us that Emily died, I was obviously really sad, but at the same time I was like relieved a little bit, unfortunately. And then Andrew was so sad when Emily died. Not to put you on blast, but he was like, why my kitty? Oh no, I was so sad. He was like, why? Andrew, you were so sad. You're like bawling your eyes out and the mom had to like hug you and it was so
sad.
Weren't
you in like first grade?
I took
a day off of school when Emily
died.
I was in sixth grade. So Andrew must have been in first grade?
Yeah, you must have been in first grade because I was in fourth grade.
Bro, what? Oh, we got the dog in third grade.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's
crazy. That
was
messed up.
Yeah, that was really sad.
Ugh. We buried her in the beautiful, beautiful area under a tree, and it was actually gorge.
Mm. I put a crystal in her burial whatever thing bag.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
I was like, she is such a queen. I'm going to bury her with a crystal.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It was a purple crystal. It was also made of plastic, so there goes the whole earth.
Oh my God.
It's okay. plastic. I was like 5. Just kidding. I was 10.
Huh?
Let's just finish off the podcast by going through a quick rapid fire questionnaire.
I'm ready.
Let's do this.
Okay. What is your favorite food?
Fuck. like fast food or like go out and eat food?
Both.
Oh God. No, I actually don't know. I like, fuck. Pho was always a go-to for a while for pho. The siblings.
Okay.
Dude, I don't know for fast. I like Taco Bell the most. Like that's the one I go
like
to the most.
Crunchwrap or what do you order?
I get like a cravings box or something. Mm-hmm. Hell that's yeah. Always like a go-to. I don't know.
Do you have a favorite dessert?
Tiramisu.
Oh yeah. Tiramisu. Do you have a favorite song or artist?
I've been listening to a lot of Alex G, nice. K-Tronada.
And you also have liked Mac Miller a lot in your life, right?
Do
you
yeah, like, I don't listen to Mac Miller at all anymore.
Though. Really? You got yeah. tired of it a little bit?
Yeah.
Or, what are 3 words to describe yourself?
I don't like doing that. I'm well, not just, doing that.
You got it. You're not no. going to do it?
No.
I'm not gonna. Okay.
Yeah. Go
1, 2, 3. Matcha or coffee?
Coffee.
You're so mean.
I drink way more coffee than matcha.
Is it... Why? Are we going to fight right now?
Well, no. You make matcha lattes. I just drink black coffee.
I'm would not you gonna, ever drink plain matcha or you're not about
that
life?
You've never made me plain matcha.
Well, you can make yourself plain matcha.
I never asked for plain matcha in my life.
To finish out the podcast, we got to go over the things that we loved about ourselves this week.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about myself this week is that I cooked some good food. I made some garlic roasted potatoes in the oven. That was delicious.
Wow. Andrew, what did you love about yourself?
I'm filming a new YouTube video, and that's a big step for me in the right direction of becoming a YouTuber.
Hell yeah.
Wow. How about you? My favorite thing this week is I feel like my frontal lobe is developing this week.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
So proud of you, girl.
I'm doing some internal thinking. Okay. I'm going to try to do journaling, maybe even.
I want to take more photos.
You want to take more photos?
Yeah, I want to steal your Fujifilm camera.
Oh, do it.
Go for it, bro.
That'd be awesome. Well, I believe that's it for this episode. This was so much fun to have our brother here. Mm-hmm. So glad that you guys could also witness this, yeah. witness these nuts.
Get a little more insight into his life. Maybe he's not as mysterious as before, although I think he still is.
I am just
giving
actually
us thinking.
I'm more confused now than I was before.
Yeah.
This has been so much fun, and we're so awaiting your return to New York City in maybe the spring or summer. I don't know when you come back.
2024 when I graduate.
When you graduate?
2026, I mean.
Okay. What are you talking about?
God, just end it. Just end it. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. Love you guys.
And we'll see you next time. Beautiful twin sisters, out.
Oh, my. Beautiful twin sisters. Sisters.